He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, March 17th, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to all you Texans fans. Well, it's been pretty quiet today, Reliance Stadium, because the Texans coaches are taking spring break this week. If they're taking this week off, playing a little golf, maybe reviewing some draft materials while they're at home. But there's still some stuff going on with the Texans, and that is people are talking about who the Texans will draft in the first round. I have a lot of Texans fans emailing in to me asking if the Texans will draft a running back in the first round. That is because the Texans did not sign anyone in free agency to back up Steve Slayton. They brought in Cedric Benson, who had been a star at the University of Texas. But Benson signed, he re-signed with the Cincinnati Bengals to be a starter for them next year. Now, the Texans most likely will not use a first-round draft pick on a running back. That is because first-round picks demand a lot of money. And it's hard to say, hey, I'm going to spend that much money on someone who's going to back up a starter. But, you know, there's an argument out there that if someone like Chris Beanie Wells from Ohio State falls to 15, the Texans should take the best athlete available. Still, Texans have so many holes on defense, it's really, really hard to imagine that they will use a first-round draft pick on a running back this year. In other Texans news, the Texans are helping to sponsor a beach volleyball event in May. Yes, the AVP Pro Beach Volleyball Tournament will come to Houston at Westside Tennis Club on May 15th. It will go from May 15th through May 17th. And there will be some pretty big volleyball players there, including the 2008 Olympic gold medalists Phil Dahlhauser and Todd Rogers. Now, we caught up with one of the female players, Carrie Dodd. She was a star at the University of Texas. She now lives in California, but she's very excited about being back in the Lone Star State and playing in this event.
I think we're bringing, you know, bringing the beach to Houston. We're bringing the sand, hopefully the sun, some great athletes. You know, they're going to play their hearts out. And like I said, the fans can come up to us, talk to us, and it'll be great. It'll be a fun tourney.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.